Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
Oh, shit! What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I ain't fucking around. I ain't fucking around on a Wednesday morning. Yeah, we're a couple minutes late. Sometimes you gotta be late. That's life. It happens. First time I've been late in months. Shannon, when's the last time I was late?
It has been maybe like 2 months. You've been
months.
Doing great.
That's huge. Months. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
That's me.
Fuck yeah. Two incredible guests. Well, hopefully two incredible guests. I don't know this one. I don't know this guy. We'll see what happens, dude. I fucking got my sights on him.
You okay.
Let's see what fucking happens. Okay, this is a big deal. First of all, this is a huge opportunity for you. You know this.
I know.
This is like Rogan for open micers. Just so you guys know, that's what this Realize Podcast, if you're an open mic level comedian, this is getting the fucking Joe Rogan experience.
Joe's slogan. I am only here to introduce you to this young man. He's first of all, he's a veteran of comedy. He's very funny. You're gonna like him.
I've met Drew a couple times.
Yeah, I think he's great. Been in the same room for probably like 90 seconds.
Yeah,
total.
A couple times. I'm sure he's fucking great. Ladies and gentlemen, the real ass debut of Drew Dunn.
What's up?
It's gonna be a big fucking show.
This is great.
Lev.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, buddy.
He better be good. Lev called. You came in fucking recommended by Lev.
Yeah. Part of me wants to fuck it up just to tarnish his reputation.
You should. I'll tell you right. You might actually want to. Yeah. You might actually want to.
Okay.
Because what we decided today is because Lev is very cocky. Lev's podcast has 1,200 listeners an episode.
That's not even true.
It's fucking.
I'm the fifth or fourth biggest on this
no,
network.
You're not.
Yes, I am. Let's go through it.
I think Real Ass Podcast is the sixth biggest podcast on the network.
You guys are doing terribly, eh? Dude, we're doing what, 6,000-7,000 an episode now? We came in with 300.
Obviously, I'm fucking with you. Obviously, I think you're great.
No, I just, you know, I come in here, I get shit on, I bring a new friend, you embarrass me in front of him.
Lev does come in with the attitude like he's the fucking mover and shaker around here. It's very, very
when
cocky.
I move, things shake, baby.
That's true.
I will say this, I'm officially retired. From rap, this is my last appearance.
This is your last Real Ass Podcast.
Wow. For a little while, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens because you may be banned. We actually decided that we're judging you based off how well Drew does here today.
Okay, Drew bomb, please.
I can't wait.
Dude, I mean, the problem with this show, and I love you and I have the best time here, but this is like doing radio on the road. It's like you sleep for 3 hours, then you come here. Like, the next 3 days of my life are fucked.
Yeah. So, for getting up at noon?
Yes. No, I have to get up at 10. I got to fucking... I'm fighting through diarrhea and insomnia just to be here right now.
Well, Lev, here's what we decided to do. We're gonna hold you to your word. You said this guy's fucking great. I'm sure he is great, okay? He seems very funny already. He's very comfortable. We have a wheel of punishments for Lev. Every time Drew bombs...
All right.
We're going to spin the wheel of punishment.
No, because now he's going to fuck me, dude.
I'm
what does that say? I'm going to go home with lipstick on my asshole and 3 shots taken. I'm not doing this.
Let me see. I only know
one
of
the punishments
of
is eat a vegetable. You're going too far. Yeah, this is fucking far. Great. You want me to throw up on stream? We'll get demonetized.
So let's see. Take a shot is one. Do a 20-second impression.
Take a shot at who?
Hey.
Oh.
Eat a vegetable. That's actually, I thought you were kidding. I thought you were just improvising and being funny. You actually put eat a vegetable. Whose idea was that? Was that Zach?
That smells like Florida.
Shannon. That's great.
Let's see. Take an edible, kiss Zach on the lips. Dead arm from Lewis. I like that. Massage Zach or Lewis's feet. Ooh, these are vegetables. Thank you very much,
oh,
Shannon.
Oh, God.
Poor choices.
Did you grow those out of your pussy, Shannon? Why are they moldy?
Look at these
fucking nasty,
look
dude.
At these shitty vegetables, dude. I've never, I mean, they literally, I don't even, this actually, what is this, Shannon?
Is that a turnip?
It's Shannon's old tit.
And is it
we're going to remove from her body your dead tit.
It's an organic beet.
It's an organic beet.
Oh, how nice.
Let's see. Remove an article of clothing. Wrap a song with the N-word. I like that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And then...
good luck choosing.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, let's, we got to spin until we get that
and
one.
Then, or Real Ass Podcast gets to choose a guest for the Left First show.
That's funny.
Which will be Mark Random, obviously. So I like this. So we'll see what happens.
I will do none of these.
We'll see what happens. We're going to have a fun fucking show today. Wheel Punishments on the Real Ass Podcast.
Love it.
Let's get our plugs.
When Colin Turrell brought Johnny Salami, I didn't see any bullshit like this.
We did it because Johnny Salami bombed so badly on the show that we said we're no longer taking recommendations without punishing these people. I have no idea. I didn't know if Johnny Salami did well or not. I think people liked him, right?
Yeah, he's good. Johnny's good.
All right. Let's fucking get our plugs out of the way. Let's do it. Lev, what you plugging on?
Please continue supporting the Lev First Show. It is the fifth biggest show on this network. Let's bring it up to number two. And please, for the love of God, give me a follow on Instagram. We are just under 10K. Let's break that.
That is pathetic.
I know. It's insane. And LevForComedy.com. We got Tampa coming up at Side Splitters. We got Laugh Boston coming up. Phoenix House of Comedy. Canada. San Diego. Mic Drop. I think it's Mic Drop. Yeah, a lot of different venues coming out. So please come out to those shows. And that's pretty much it, man.
Love it. What's going on, man? Drew? What's plugging on?
Yeah, I got DrewDunnComedy.com for all dates. I'm at the Detroit House of Comedy this coming weekend. New videos all the time. Specials out right now.
Very cool.
Give it a watch.
Drew's a fucking king, dude. Go support him. Fucking on the road. Check out his new special. A lot of people are saying that they're unfollowing you from Instagram right now, Lev. The Racist Live Chat.
Nobody on your network has Instagram, I've learned.
Zach, what you plugging on?
Hey, for all my local dates, just go to my Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I'll be doing some guest spots on Lewis's shows coming up.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff coming up. This weekend, I'll be in Tampa, actually. Side Splitters Tampa with the great Tim Butterly. These shows are going to be hot. Early shows will sell out. Make sure you get those tickets for the late shows. Then next weekend, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, Teehee's Comedy Club, March 14th through 16th, East Providence, Rhode Island, with the great Scott Chaplin. The Vogel on March 22nd, Scott Chaplin, Zach Amico on that. Pottstown, PA, Soul Joles, March 23rd. Then I'll be in Philly for my birthday weekend, March 28th through 30th. Live podcast on Thursday. Just one stand-up show on Friday, one stand-up show on Saturday with my brother Zach Amico. Tim Butterly is going to be there. Naeem Ali is going to be there. All the Philly boys are probably going to be coming out, and I'm going to make it a problem on Friday night. Let's see. St. Louis, San Diego, Denver, and a lot more dates. I just haven't got my... I have a new website I'm watching, actually, but all new dates and everything will be up on the site this week, I promise you. And thank you guys for subscribing to Guest Digital. If you guys are subscribed, 734 people in the Racist Live Chat right now. I believe that's a real-ass record for the show. Thank you, Shane Gillis, for getting so many new subscribers to the network last night at the Legion of Skanks show. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for being here. Fucking just make sure you guys follow the rules and don't be fucking jerks. That's that. But yeah, subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. It unlocks over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else of the Real Ass Podcast, plus a bonus episode we do every Friday that is exclusively for subscribers. That's that. Let's see. Rest is live chat. Dick Beard says, yeah, they're mostly fake. Randy McNally says, Lewis is a fag. That Sean guy says, Lewis, I'm just off work today so I can be here live for once. Fuck yeah, dude. Big Dave Gomez says, I love pregnant sluts. Tune in to this Friday. We had Chrissy Mayer. Speaking of pregnant sluts, she brought this fucking little porn bitch in.
Who then went and did Gino's show topless.
Did she? And she did our show with her tits in her shirt?
In, yes.
What a bitch.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is fucked.
Yeah, good for her.
Everybody's going to watch that show now.
Nobody's going to watch Gino's show. I'm not worried about losing.
I almost unfollowed him on Instagram last night. You know, you're just sitting there going, who am I still going to know in 3 years?
Shit. I love Gino. I mean, Gino is an old friend, old friend.
Yeah, he's an old guy. Yeah. You have to be friends with geriatric.
Gino's the man. I love Gino, but yeah, he's a fucking. I'm not worried about losing the audience to Gino. It's okay. I think we could. There's enough room for both the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake and Gino Visconti in the industry, right? Let's see. What do we got to talk about, Shannon? What are we talking about today, Shannon? We have a lot here. There's so much to unpack. What are we up against today? First of all, it's a Wednesday. We're live. We've got a lot of people in the racist live chat. What are we up against, Shannon?
I have two different things. The first one is, in 2013, the brains of two rats were successfully connected so they can share information.
Okay.
I'll take the second one. I just feel like that's an interesting, crazy thing.
What information do rats share? There's cheese. There's a hole. Yeah, we got it. Also, how do you tell that they're sharing information?
So they put them in two, they trained them.
How do you know the whole story, Shannon?
Because I looked it up before the show.
They opened a bank together. two rats
finally started sharing their information. The cheese is over here.
So you can send your reveals in.
So they trained them to tap this like button thing whenever a light went on. So they trained them, they made sure they did that, and then they connected them with these electrodes and put them in two separate boxes and put the light on in one of the box and the other one would react to it. Wow. 70% of the time.
Wow, Shannon.
Okay, the other thing is, in 1935, nylon was invented.
Nylon?
It's like what all clothes are made out of.
Top five materials.
Nylon.
What? I don't even know. Nylon is like...
like a lot of lingerie is made out of that. So okay. What that type of material is.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, sure. I think that's very easy. With today's show already, by showing a fucking organic beat, we've beaten those two fucking moments in history, Jen. Just so you know.
I think we should show how easy it is to connect brains.
You know, I have these two Mind Meld.
Yeah.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for another edition of Mind Meld. Ooh, we need like a...
We do have it.
Oh, we do have a mind meld. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a mind meld. You should play this every time we accidentally mind meld as well. God, Jorge. Get with the goddamn program.
I can't believe you didn't hold the beat up when you said this beats your stories. You're sitting on gold here, dude.
That's for you.
There you go.
Damn it. Can we get a towel?
I feel like this is the music for the marijuana affects your memory. You just added other effects over this.
No, this is the mind meld theme.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a mind meld. Do you know how to play?
No, I don't.
You know how to play?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to think of any word.
Okay.
Any word, okay, and just say it out loud. And Lev's going to do the same thing. And the idea is you're going to take a beat or a couple seconds. Take a beat.
You beat me to it.
Then you say another. And then you say another word. The idea is you're trying to get to the same
okay,
word, right?
Okay,
so you might say house, he might say boat, and then you take a beat, and you guys both go houseboat, right? You're trying to get there.
Things obviously. Love doesn't fit it. I'm getting beat
and you
want to
have
today,
a cadence to it, so it's like 3, 2, 1 word. 3, 2, 1
okay,
word.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You're trying to mind meld here. All right, okay. Ready? All right, ready?
Melding minds with old life.
Right. 3, 2, 1
corn. China.
What'd you say, Lev?
I said corn.
Corn and China. Corn and China. Corn and China. China. 3, 2, 1
Trump. Field.
Field and Trump. Field and Trump. Field, Trump. 3, 2, 1
Black polls? People.
Okay. Black people. This is getting crazy. Black people in what?
Polls.
Polls. Okay. Rope. But no, wait, what?
The fuck are polls have to do with any of this?
Oh, Trump's. We're playing the field. We're trying to get the polls up the numbers.
I like his fucking Trump. I like a Trump, doggy.
He's got the best Trump.
You do a Trump.
It's so good. We love it,
so good.
We love this guy, Lev. We love this.
Mine's
show.
The best. Yours is second best.
It's you're so much better, but we love this. Trump 1-1, which is motivational.
I heard you beat Biden.
A lot of people say we beat back.
Poll black people. 3, 2, 1
Hanging.
Come on, dude. It's obviously hanging.
I would not
it's
have
obviously
that.
Hanging. You hang black people from poles.
Everybody knows that, dude.
But only
I,
as Trump.
I was thinking whipping.
You can say really funky shit if you're doing a Trump impression. Yeah. Everyone's like, he would say that.
Yeah, you can say. They don't
you
know.
You gotta hang black people.
We gotta hang him. We gotta hang him up high, just like the American flag. That's what we love about him.
We fold him in a triangle.
I put my black people at half staff during the George Floyd riots. That's what I did. Such a shit time.
Yeah, baby. You see the kind of killers I bring around, buddy?
Ooh, you're lucky.
See the kind of killers?
Ooh, you're lucky, Levy. You're lucky I'm a sucker for a Trump. I like it. It's good.
Let's spin the wheel anyway. What are you saying? Let's spin it up.
Let's see.
You guys are good at mind melds.
We are really good. But we always just say the N word the first time. Yep.
They got a program on the same page.
Let's see. What is today as well? Every day of the month is a national something or other day, right?
Yeah.
And there's like 30 of them. Today is not just whatever you put here, Shannon. Today is probably a bunch of things.
I did find just this one. I'll look up more. The one that I found was it's National Sleep in Public Day.
National Sleep in Public Day. Harrington's holiday. That's what we call it.
Saw a lot of people celebrating on my walk over here.
Look at that. 2 for 2, baby.
Can you sleep in public? Can you sleep in public, Drew?
Like in an airport, I've done it for sure.
Airport. Just take a nap. You got a layover, long layover.
Lay down by the window. Use the duffel bag as the thing.
I wish.
Wrap your phone around your neck.
I can't do it.
Once I'm awake, I'm awake. This morning I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't find my bowl because I have to take drugs to go back to sleep every morning. So, couldn't find my bowl, so I was just up for the day. I've been up since 6.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Can you sleep in public, Lev?
No.
Have you ever slept in public?
I did once on the beach and people tried to push me back into the water. Last time I do that, folks.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it, folks. Zach, what about you?
Lewis, I fall asleep everywhere we go.
Oh yeah, that's right. And you apnea the room. Yeah. Zach will fucking clear. Dude, we were in Europe, dude.
Yeah.
And Zach just said, "I'm gonna fall asleep in this nice hotel lobby," and just straight up snored like he was fucking at home.
It's like legit Snorlax. He's just like in the middle of his day, just passes out. And you have to hit him with another insulin jab.
little Japanese guy comes by, plays a flute. He wakes up. Moves
along. The single funniest thing. I used to date a girl who was a cam model, and she was a big lady. And she was in her chat one time, and it will never not make me laugh. A guy signed in and just goes, "Bitch, look at that big nigga who's sleeping in the middle of the road in Pokemon." It made me laugh so fucking hard.
Dude, I just realized what I'm doing. What? And you already got invited back. You're already invited back.
Thank you.
Let me say, you already passed.
I can go now. You
can just leave right now.
Appreciate it.
Drew, you can come back. What we're doing, you remember how back in the day we did the British accent episode?
Yeah.
On election day, we're going to do an all Trump episode where everyone on the show has to do Trump the entire episode. We never mention why. We just do the episode as everyone's doing Trump. It's going to be 4 or 5 Trumps. We'll get fucking SAG. Who else can do a good Trump? We'll get Shane, obviously.
Yeah, Shane will come do rap for sure.
Yeah.
Shane will still do fucking rap.
I don't think so, buddy.
I can get Shane to do Real Ass Podcast. So trust me. I'll get him to come on right now.
No, you won't.
No, you
call him.
He's going to leave his 5-star hotel right now.
He's staying upstairs, literally upstairs.
Is he?
He'll come right now. I guarantee it. I'm kidding. He's not really. He's staying in fucking.
Somewhere incredibly nice.
Drew and Shane are the best two Trumps, I think, easily.
Like,
otherwise, you have to start digging into like those fucking gay ass impressionists.
Who else?
Bob DeBono.
Oh, Figs is a good Trump.
I agree with Shannon. Bob DeBono is really good.
Yeah, DeBono. Oh, Godfrey does a great Trump.
Godfrey's good, yeah.
Dude, this is the greatest idea I've ever had. Everyone's going to hate me. People are going to get death threats.
It's
going to
be unlistenable.
I know. Is he like, everyone's just going to be doing it. And nobody
will listen to any of each other's jokes, which is also very Trump-like.
Yeah, it's going to be a very positive. Everyone's going to be complimenting each other. You know?
You're so good. No, you're great. Let me tell you.
You're great. Yes.
I love this guy.
My buddy Wes gave me that fucking crypto tip a couple months ago. And if you guys listen to me, you're in the money right now, boys. If you listen to me, you're in the money.
Why
right
did
now.
You just look at the booth you pay people $10 a month for? Should have listened to me. You could be at 20.
Do you pay $10 a month, Jorge? Do you pay $10 a month, Jorge? How about you defend me for once? How about you scumbag cocksucking producers defend me for once? When I was being fucking dragged through the dirt and my reputation was being attacked.
It's not the dirt, it's Reddit.
Not one of my producers stood up and said, "Hey, you know what? We fucking love our job. We love the way Lewis treats us. We're fucking happy the way they pay us." You're all scumbags. Just so you guys fucking know. Go get other jobs. Go get higher paying, better production jobs in podcasting. Go do it. Nobody's stopping you. Jorge, you're fucking pissing me off, dude. You're fucking pissing me off, dude. Here you are, dude. Here you are. Really? On the show? On the show? You call me out?
You know, I said this, right?
Jorge, you're on thin fucking ice.
You're on fucking
thin ice around us. Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Just like,
can we just not
the ice just cracked right between Jorge's legs, and he looked down. He's like, "Oh fuck, Lev just stepped on the ice."
Oh no! I just walk out. What's going on here, guys?
Fuck me. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank King Palm, KingPalm.com. for supporting today's show. A leader in the smoking industry with their tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. They really are, and they make it easy. If you can't, I roll an incredible blunt.
You do roll an incredible blunt. I do not have that skill.
Most people cannot roll a blunt the way that I do, and King Palm, it's the best blunt you're going to ever smoke because it's so easy. They give you a little little thing to fucking stuff it with. It's already pre-rolled. So you just stuff your weed into it. You stuff it down. It takes like 2 minutes, and you'll have the tightest, most beautiful, amazing blunt that you're ever going to smoke. Of course, this is for legal herbs, wherever your legal herbs are legal in the world. You can get King Palm at any 7-Eleven. That's the truth. But save 20% off and have it delivered right to your door by going to kingpalm.com, KingPalm.com, and use the promo code REALASS for 20% off. That's one word, REALASS, REALASS, for 20% off at kingpalm.com. All right, let's get back into it. There we go. 767 people in the Reese's live chat.
Shout out
Red Rocket posting a picture of a hot pussy.
Yeah, that is a hot pussy.
Sometimes you need a nice pussy.
I got the chat pulled up right here.
It's all good, dude.
What is more likely, though, that we actually have 700 people here or that the gas digital counter is broken again?
Come on, dude. What are you doing? What are you doing, dude?
I think you should spin the wheel just for that comment.
Yeah, you really should. You know what? You owe me a punishment, Lev.
I make
up the rules on the Real Ass Podcast, Lev. You
I'm
get a punishment.
I'm not doing any of these.
This is your first punishment. You're doing it. That was a weird stop.
Yeah, you definitely right stopped there. That.
Yeah, a dead arm from Lewis.
No, it says massage Lewis's or Zach's feet.
Nope, dead arm from Lewis.
I'll take the massage over a dead arm. Are you out of your mind? Massage my feet right now, dude, with your tongue, dude. Lick my toes. Imagine a bitch wanted to lick your toes. How crazy would that be? Have you ever had your toes sucked as a dude?
I've had my toes sucked by a dude, but never. No, but I will say, usually the hotter the chick, the more likely she is to do crazy ass shit like that.
And the more likely you are.
Put her tongue in your asshole?
Yeah. One of the hottest girls I was ever with wanted to eat my ass, and I wouldn't let her.
You wouldn't let her?
Nah.
I understand. I have such an awful ass. I feel bad. I'm like, you're never going to look at me the same. You're going to go down there. It's not going to be enjoyable for you.
Yeah, it's permanent mustache.
My ass is fucking just
salt patch.
My girl grabbed my ass the other day and she was like, it's like two bags of pudding. And it really hurt my feelings. And she was like, and she saw my face. She was like, oh, I was just kidding. And I was like, yeah, that's all. Imagine I came to you. I grabbed a piece of your body and I said, it feels
what
like.
What if this. I was putting you down? Come on, fuck.
You know what? You're going to get a goddamn Gessel snake on that one. Good. It was good.
Thank you, buddy. I love your love of puns.
Buns.
Yeah.
I was like, I do love buns. I'm a pun guy.
By the way, tits are out, baby. I mean, the weather's
sorry.
No, it's not happy booby season yet. It will be. We got another.
It's inching.
We got another month.
Yeah, we're getting there. You're starting to see them come out under the coats.
No, here's the thing. The absolute pigs out there. These fucking bitches.
They never went away.
They're ready. If it's below, if it's above 53 degrees, they're like, oh, cool, it's warm weather. And they're wearing a short skirt. Yeah. But those are whores.
Yeah.
I think crop tops are going to be big this year with no bra. It's going to be just, you're going to see under titty.
That's a great thing. These gals that are like, whatever, they're just tits. You're like, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just skin. Go ahead, show it off.
It's fucking...
Colin told me a funny story one time. He walked into, like, with his chick into a restaurant, and the hostess just had their giant tits completely out, like, shirt stopping, like, right at the nipple line.
Sick.
And he's just, like, staring. It's, like, so appalling, and she gives him a look like, what the fuck? And he's like, what the fuck me? Your fucking tits are out, whore. He's like, I was like, that's actually great logic. Like, what were you going to say?
I don't even remember, but now I'm just thinking about tits, too. Tits are just fun.
So awesome.
It's a fun time. Just tits are just a fun fucking thing.
You know what's the best, too? When there's like a new comic coming up and you find out they have tit pics out.
New That's comic? Exciting. Is there a new one out
There's
there?
A new
Who
one.
Who is she? What's her name?
Don't want to blast.
You don't go.
I don't know. I'll tell you after.
Does she have an OnlyFans?
I don't know.
Because that's not blasting anything. That is literally supporting her.
Well, I was blasting all night to it. There I was blasting.
Dougie, just write her name down.
No, I'll tell you after.
No,
tell you.
Tell me after, dude.
Dude, I don't. They're Brooklyn woke people. I'm scared of them.
Why?
I don't
wanna, Who cares?
I don't want any
so stop showing your tits, you slut. You slut.
Maybe I will.
What's your name?
I'm not telling you.
What are you doing? Who cares?
I'll tell you after. I'm just saying it's an exciting feeling. There's nothing I want
how
more.
How are tit pics out? Are they like leaked?
I think she used to have.
Lev was leaking all last night.
Yeah. She's real.
I had diarrhea all night.
she used to have an OnlyFans.
I think so.
What is her name?
Like? I'll just tell you it. After the show.
The fans
buddy.
Are so excited. Look how fucking look how show. Excited everybody is in the chat right now. They're all fucking excited right now.
I am hoping the economy gets so bad that every woman I've ever thought was attractive has an OnlyFans, and I could just.
Sir Bagels says, "Put it in the racist live chat." That's a great idea, Sir Bagels. Just let
it's
let
the
them
worst
pull it
idea.
Up.
No, I'll tell you after.
Who's
I'm sure within 2 weeks this will be out.
We should do a fucking. I always thought we should do reviews of female comics OnlyFans on the show.
Not a bad idea. We'd lose a That's lot good. Of friends.
I don't think we'd lose a lot of friends. We'd lose Karen.
We'd lose Karen. We'd absolutely lose Karen.
No, not if we reviewed it. If we reviewed it honestly, yes, we'd lose Karen.
But if we reviewed it honestly, we'd have a loss.
I think we should do a tier list.
A tier list would be fun.
Oh, fuck. Lev, you're really bumming me out.
Lewis, I'll show.
Would I know who
I
this
will
is?
Show you after. No, you
or just show me the naked picture at least, because I won't know who it is. So let me see the naked picture.
No, because you're gonna do some asshole shit.
I won't
Let's
show
move
it.
On, Let's
dude. I will not show it. Let
Shannon,
me
can you pull one of those inflated tits out?
Let
or something?
Me see the naked picture quickly, Lev. It's not a big. I swear, I'm not gonna show it. That's literally illegal. I'm not gonna do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you're gonna read her name. Just
I wouldn't read her name if you don't.
Drew. I fucking brought you here. Chime in here, for the love of God.
I think
yeah, Drew, tell him to fucking show
me
the picture.
Everybody here wants to see some tits. Let's you just see. If you weren't willing to share tits, you shouldn't have brought up tits.
See the picture.
Yeah, did you bring it up for the class?
Shouldn't have brought it up.
You brought up tits, and then you aren't going to share them? That's
well, I thought you guys would be like, yeah, it is great to see your friends naked, and we'd have a jibber-jabber about that, but no.
No. Let's quickly.
Don't put it in the chat, though, because that might cut in half.
I can't.
Don't put it in the chat.
If it was somebody I knew and I knew it was cool,
I'm not going to say her name, Lev. I swear on my son's life I will not say her name.
You don't love your son.
I'm crossing my fingers. Dougie, I remember I did that. We were playing Mafia in Jamaica for the Gas Digital trip. And they were like, somebody actually asked me, they're like, swear in your son's life that you're not a Mafia member. And I just put my hand like this. I was like, I swear in my son's life.
I wouldn't even cross my
And it's fingers. It's on camera, you see. Or am I crossing my toes? Well, I don't remember. I crossed something.
Who? What is Jamaican Mafia? Who killed this dead dog in the road? I was going to kill it.
We're going to run up on them. Mow them down.
Give me my paper back, you fucking
I didn't take your paper.
You're an asshole. 24-year-old OnlyFans mom,
eye holes, isn't it?
and her viral mugshot was the best thing to ever happen to her. What is this? Speaking of OnlyFans whores,
so she was arrested for disorderly conduct and shoplifting in Alabama, and this is her mugshot that was put on Mug Shorties.
Hell yeah.
Toy. She must be pretty strong if she could lift a whole shop.
And she's a mom.
Yep,
she's got strong arms.
And it said that after the...
Oh, Zach! That is gold! Did you get that?
Strong arms, got it.
Strong arm, come on, dude!
That's good.
That's gold right there! This might be his last fucking show!
God, what is the story?
So after they put her mugshot up on that site, she said she made $24,000 in the first week, and that it's changed her life.
$24,000. Yeah, Mug Shorties is huge. They started following me.
Really?
And then I was like, oh shit, Mug Shorties follow me. And then they DM me. They're like, oh, we're huge fans of fucking comedy and blah, 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 blah. I was like, whoa, Mug Shorties rules.
That's great.
Mug Shorties follows me. Nature's Metal follows me.
That's a good one.
That's
a fucking great one. Who are you texting, Lev?
I was going to look up Mug Shorties.
You don't need to look things up. We'll pull it up right here. Pull up Mug Shorties. You've never been on Mug Shorties?
I have, but that last chick was hot.
Yeah, she's hot. They're all hot.
That's my new thing. I'm into like alternative looking chicks.
Really?
Yeah. Like tats, purple hair.
Goth sluts.
I'd used to date chicks like that. Oh, look at that. That bitch is just pretty, dude. She's just, go to the far right. She's just.
That's money in the bank.
She might be best in show.
That is a
little. Tell you to appear. She's right there.
Doggy.
The middle's not. Oh, look at the lower mid.
I mean,
too.
They're all pretty hot, dude. Yeah. That one is something else.
I mean, the left looks like. The bottom left looks like if Emma Willman was straight.
Yeah. I am a woman.
Emma will fuck men?
Yeah.
Well, that girl's beautiful. Holy shit.
That's your favorite?
That one, no. Top like right that. So far is the best one that's been shown.
I think top right and middle that I like the,
that fucking tattooed bitch?
No. One up. Shit, that's a sleeper right there, dude.
That bitch got a long neck.
You know what that's good for. You don't talk about
Yeah, they're all pretty hot, dude.
Fit shout 12 out of my dicks.
I was gonna say for you to not
one regular mug shot got in there.
I'm just like, I'm over crazy bitches now. Like, I'm just like, so back in the day, this would have been like my thing. I would have DM'd these bitches.
Yeah,
I would have been
with
like
a bullseye on her cheek. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I guarantee you, whatever she got arrested for, she shot somebody. There's no way she has that
through the heart.
Shoplifting.
Yeah, dude. I fucking just back in the day, crazy bitches used to be just what made my dick move.
Me too. Now we just date ungrateful hoes instead.
Ain't that the truth?
We moved on to just regular, lazy, ungrateful sluts.
Doggy, no, I should say my girl's very grateful, but she's, you know, the girls. I have to remind myself that
I'm in a big fight with my chick, guys.
I got to remind myself that nobody's perfect.
Can we turn the air on in here, by the way? It's fucking 10,000 degrees.
It is really hot.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, because that's what I do. I like sometimes I'm like, yo, my girl's being fucking like, she's being moody. And I'm like, I'm fucking, well, I'm over this. This is crazy. That's me being crazy.
Yeah.
People are allowed to be moody. And most women are moody. Like, I'm expecting like a perfect fucking, like, never in a bad mood. And I'll spiral, dude. She'll be in a bad mood one day. I'm like, oh, you're in a bad mood. Now I'm in a bad mood. Why are we even doing this?
We're in bad
moods. We're not right for each other.
I have the same thing. If I feel like she's unhappy for a minute, I'm like, she wants to break up. I'm already in my head thinking of who's coming up. You know? I'm like, I could probably fuck that chick.
Now, backing.
If she gives me like a bad vibe, dude, get this bullshit.
But that's literally our own insecurity.
Yes.
All that is. Yeah. Is being with a chick that you're insecure about, and then she'll be in a bad mood about nothing to do with you, and you're like, she wants out.
I'm gonna
give her the out.
Yeah, it's always me, for the record. It's got a lot to do with me. Yesterday, I fucking leave a bowl of ramen in the sink. There's like a little bit of water and like some peas in it.
Yeah,
I wake up in the morning, two notes written on the counter. I thought somebody broke in, and wrote tips around the apartment. It's her. She's like, you have to stop leaving junk in the sink, all this shit.
Junk in the sink.
Yeah.
Wow.
She comes home immediately. She's like, I'm getting tired of living with you.
Whoa.
Gave me that whole thing.
Wow. The whole spiel, whole song and dance.
I couldn't even go to the gym after that. I was so upset.
Wow. She's really stifling your fitness.
I know. And I mean, she came home. She beat me up. And my God, dude, it's like, can you believe this? Over a fucking. And this is the thing that drives me crazy. I never use dishes. Everything I order comes from a Wingstop truck.
Right.
So it's all disposable. One dish, we're going to have a fucking problem.
You do your own dishes.
I'm also behind in rent, but that's like a different it's like a different part of it. You know?
It's not compounding other problems. It's just the fucking ramen.
You're behind on rent.
You're eating ramen. We know.
You're behind on rent from last month?
For many months, many moons.
No, she's.
But we're going to catch up.
She's fucking.
No, I just owe it. I just owe it.
But she paid it.
No, it's unpaid.
So who owes it?
I owe it.
To the landlord.
Yeah.
So you guys pay half rent, and then she goes, that's his problem?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's not.
Our rent's insane.
That's not true left. Just so you guys know. That's not
it
true
left. It is true left. it's compounding. I mean, also, I think the other problem, too, is when you're stressed about this kind of shit, then you're not giving them a compounding. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, folks? Hell yeah, dude. So you're not fucking smashing her the way she needs to be smashed.
Not the way she needs.
Well, you've been saying you got no sex drive lately. You're not even trying to fuck.
I'm worried about
eating ramen at 4 a.m.
They're trying to impound my motorcycle. Who fucks while you're fighting the repo?
You're that behind on bills?
We're behind, folks.
What is going on with you? You're on the road. Aren't you headlining?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. By the end of May, I'll be good, but
it's going to be a rough couple months.
It's going to be a rough couple months.
You need to borrow some money? What's going on?
$20,000.
It's more than I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, $20,000. $20,000 will be life changing for you.
Yeah, absolutely. $20,000, I'd be a whole new person. Yeah. I'd delete your number.
Shane on Legion of Skanks that came out last night. We got hammered, and we ended the show at like maybe 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah,
and then we're trying to do ad reads, but I was so drunk on red wine. It ended up being just so funny. We just kept it in, like the ad read. It's the end of the episode. But literally, Shane, and he's hammered. He's like, dude, he's like, if you could read this ad read without stuttering once or fucking up one word, I'll give you $20,000 in cash.
Which, by the way, he always carries on him.
Yeah, dude.
So if you see Shane, hassle him about that.
Yeah. Dude, I fucking tried so hard. I got 7 words in.
Oh, brutal.
But you would take the money.
And yes, I would. Are you out of your fucking mind?
You take the money? I would have
taken
the money.
I would have taken the money. Are you?
Of course.
I would have taken the money. I would have. Yeah, 100% Yes. Yes. Take this. Is an old loser. Sort of like, no, dude, I don't need your fucking money. I need your money, Shane.
Yeah,
that'd be a big old chunk of change.
I take it from a comic I didn't like.
For a reading a piece of paper? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I had a bet with Nick Molly. He told me if you lose like 20 pounds, he was like, I'll give you $5,000. And I couldn't take money from him, so I didn't do it.
Mullen?
Yeah. So I didn't do the...
You didn't lose the money, though. You didn't lose the weight.
I couldn't do that to a friend. Take fucking $5,000 off him? What are you kidding?
Nice guy.
We should do like a fucking fat-a-thon for you guys.
I agree.
That'd be fun.
Who can eat the most?
No. To make you guys lose weight and fucking... the winner gets the most money.
I pitched this to Sagal on my pod and you, and they both refused.
Sagal was outright bad. I'm up for it, but he was trying to do like a three-month... contest, right? I think it needs to be a little shorter, like a 1 month. Let's really hammer it, how much you can do in a short
in 1 month
of time.
He's not changing his life.
I thought I could win.
He needs 3 months to fucking turn it all around.
Yeah,
I agree. I like this. Let's do Gas Digital Fat Camp.
I'm down.
I'll do it right now. I'm fat as fuck right now.
I'm anyway.
I'm already making
225, 230.
Yuck.
How much do you weigh?
I don't even worry about that shit, dude.
Yeah, once the scale snapped in half, he stopped.
Dude, I'll tell you, this is why your girl's over it. It's not just because you've gotten so fat that it's out of control.
I don't think it's that so much. She doesn't care about the fat.
She cares. He says this, I talked to her about it, and I was like, you don't care that he's fat? She's like, I definitely care that he's fat.
She talks about this every night. No, she cares about the health perspective. She doesn't want me to die.
Yeah.
Which is a little selfish on her end.
Yeah.
You know? You owe this much money.
I was going to say. Yeah, she kind of needs to keep you around. With that debt's a pain.
Let's take a quick moment and thank our favorite sponsor in the world, which is YoKratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. These guys have been with us for a long time, and they're the marquee sponsor for Skankfest 2024, returning to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 27th through 29th. So listen, guys, if you love us and you love what we do, you love the comedy we have, support YoKratom. If you guys know anybody in the market for Kratom, or if you're in the market for Kratom yourself, if you're already buying it, if you're over 21 and you guys are already using Kratom and you guys know the benefits of it, get it from YoKratom.com. It's a $60 kilo. It's the best price in Kratom in the world, and they really are the best sponsors in the world.
Absolutely. Guys, stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, and bodegas getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show.
Let's see. Brian SoFX has another stolen AYG bit, Fat Court. AYG came up with a losing weight competition, guys. Did you guys know that?
And they gained 200 pounds.
Oh, that's right. The Are You Garbage Fitness Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already trying to kick my ass into gear. I did like a 3-day fast last week, and I'm trying to just fucking get shit moving, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to be an athlete, so it's in there somewhere.
Where'd you play? Which sport did you play?
I was a baseball player.
I feel like that's not
enough. I was a catcher, though. So
what does that mean?
He's a gay baseball player.
That means I used to get fucked in the ass and ride the bench. That's what.
Dude, I could not be a catcher. If they said, dude, we're going to pay you $1 billion a year, you're going to be a catcher. It ain't happening. I cannot.
Just on title?
I can't squat. I cannot get into a deep squatted position at all. Like, you have to.
You know they're not actually fucking guys, right?
No, dude, you got to squat.
You squat.
The position is you squat, dude.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a dick under you. Sometimes
is there a chair? Can you have a chair?
No. A lot of guys now, they just put one knee down, which I don't care for. I think you got fucking
Kaepernick.
Oh, I can put
when nobody on base, you put one knee down. You're just kind of lazy because it doesn't matter if the ball gets by you when there's nobody on base.
That's what that cop was trying to do to George Floyd.
Exactly.
He's trying to play catcher.
Just,
he's playing with the kids in the neighborhood.
I'm sorry, I can't squat, George.
Yeah, sorry. My bad knees.
George, big league George, Jew in.
George, I want to squat. I just can't do it.
Well, George Floyd, he was a man on free base.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, nice. Dude, that's a home run.
Here we go,
stall second.
Here we go. Sackle
snake, sackle snake, sackle snake.
This is the best rap I've ever done.
That's great. Let's see. Giant Mike in the Racist Live Chat. 782 people in the Racist Live Chat right now. We're breaking records. Let's get over to 800 today, baby boys. Says, Lewis only squats in... I lost the comment.
That's how fast it's moving.
There we go. Giant Mike says, the only squats Lewis does is in a cucumber field.
It's pretty funny.
Hell yeah, dude.
Not bad. Yeah, that guy's writing for Whitney Cummings.
This guy's fucking crushing it. Are there,
is that how you grow cucumbers?
I don't think they grow vertically. I can't imagine.
Yeah, how do cucumbers grow? Probably on the ground, right?
They
probably lay in the dirt. Like, you ever go like picking shit, dude? Sometimes you pick shit, you're like, a lot of our food just grows on the ground like it's garbage.
Totally.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. Like, you think there's going to be a cucumber tree with a bunch of fucking cucumbers hanging off
it. I don't know
where it's And there are.
Oh, there are. They actually grow. They grow like fucking long grapes.
Dude, it literally looks like a fucking gay man's garden.
Yeah. Yeah, right below the crop of these
What other garden is there? They're all gay men's gardens.
Oh, shit, dude. I do love a cucumber, though, dude.
You do?
Dude, I love a cucumber, dude. Mm. Fucking cucumber flavored water. One. Fucking just slice them up, fucking use them for hummus.
In water,
in
I
a
like.
Salad.
In water, I like. But I
call pickles.
No, but I mean, like in a glass of water. Like, you know, like those.
Yeah, like some fancy ass.
That's the only time I like a cucumber.
Yeah.
I don't like it in salads. I don't like it anywhere else. Not in my butt.
Mm.
Really? You don't like it in salads.
I'm Look at this guy,
come
huh?
On, come on.
The Let's hammer. It,
speaking of Shane, Corky from Life Goes On approves of Shane's SNL monologue. So what happened? I read this today.
So why even read the blogs?
I didn't even know that Corky, I'm assuming that guy would have died. Do Down syndrome people have normal life expectancies?
Who the fuck is Corky?
I feel like they're like cats. Like some of them lived to 30 and you're like, holy shit. Wow, look at him. He's rough around the edges.
Corky was on a show called Life Goes On. And I never watched the show. It was just like always like sort of a thing you would hear about like just peripherally in comedy. Like whenever people wanted to make fun of somebody, you know, they call him Corky. Pull up. There he is. Does he have Down syndrome? Is that what it is?
Yes.
He got the eyes.
He was the first actor ever employed that had Down syndrome.
Wow.
Yeah, can we see?
Yeah, I'll find a scene.
Can we see him in a scene? Is he a good actor?
I remember the show. He's pretty good.
Shannon, you're so old.
He didn't freak out and attack the rest of the cast.
Shannon, stop telling people.
We're exactly the same age.
What?
We're exactly the same age.
I know, but I'm a man. That's sexy for me. It's salt and pepper. And
but you should still remember.
I'm like a fine wine. Oh, that's a great Patrice bit. He's like, men age like wine, women age like bananas.
Pussy age like milk.
Okay, I found a scene.
Ah, you banana bitch. Shannon's got brown spots on her tits.
Dude, there was a Down syndrome Seinfeld?
Rebecca?
Not bad.
I'm really glad you showed up.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
is she trying to smash? And is he like.
I know.
Is this. I don't know. I never saw the show. Is it like a comedy? Is this like an episode where he becomes a cool kid and puts on a leather jacket?
Yeah.
It's the retarded rebel.
Rebel without a chromosome.
With an extra chromosome.
Or is it like he's such a good actor that people don't even know he's got Down syndrome?
he's got skills. Yeah.
What if he's a piece of shit on the set?
Yeah. His facial work is incredible.
What if he's a fucking real like a scumbag like to
yelling
everybody?
Yelling at everybody.
Yeah, he's sexually harassing fucking PAs.
Yeah. Nice ass, Linda.
He's like, dude, you don't have to be method. Like, just, you can't be Down syndrome.
I said 2% milk.
Hi, Becca. I'm doing a different song, and you're not in it.
Oh.
Oh, he's being a dick to her? He really is?
It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's all boring anyway, right?
Poor Katie Hannigan. Fucking retard.
Yeah, right. It's the name of the show. Yeah, it's a bully. Yeah.
It's like fucking stupid fucking retard. Tell me I can't be in the song.
Squam, bitch.
Squam. It's like insults that don't even make sense. Yeah.
Look, you're just not good enough to be in my music video.
Why don't you be like an apple and split, bitch?
Like, I think you think banana.
No, I think you think fucking banana, bitch.
Be like a twee and blench. So what did he say about Shane's monologue?
So it said that
he's really degraded over the years. But
he says it would actually be more offensive for comedians to exclude people with Down syndrome.
Yes.
Real ass.
This is what
dude.
I'm fucking saying. You know what, dude?
Yep.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah.
Real ass doof.
Retarded ass dude.
I love the idea of him being a complete dick on set. Where the fuck is my Capri Sun? Yeah.
You call this coffee, you stupid bitch?
I told you to put the straw in for me.
He also said that folks shouldn't pass judgment on Shane because no one knows how he dealt and coped with having a niece with Down syndrome. As a result, he feels Shane isn't making these jokes out of ignorance.
Right.
Also, the end of his statement, he's like, finally, a retarded comedian on SNL. Like, he might think Shane has it.
Yeah, what's the problem? He has Down syndrome.
Yeah, it's all wood.
Yeah, it's called self-deprecation.
They fucked him there. That's fucked up. They they did the picture that.
It's called... Man for the next looper.
All right, let's see. Transgender Virginia State Senator storms out of chamber after being referred to as sir. Nice. Hell yeah.
It feels like the trans stuff is really dying down, doesn't it?
Maybe. It's just it all comes in cycles.
Yeah, it's all
This next election cycle is going to get everyone all crazy and wacky again. Good.
Yep, because we're coming back. We're coming back so big.
President, how many votes would it take to pass this bill with the emergency clause?
That would be 4/5, Senator.
By the way, can we pause this real quick? Every time I see something like this now, I'm expecting a black guy to go off the top rope into the fucking jumping. Like, we're so spoiled by that now. Sorry.
Senator? Shannon, to be fair, it is a Senator, not a Senate him.
Oh.
I'll be here all night, folks.
Senator? And what would be the exact number for that, Madam President?
Yes, sir. That would be 32.
Oh, does she just tell her?
Yeah, but then she just leaves.
Shall the bill pass? Those in favor of that she motion?
Size 12 footsteps storming out of there.
Well, I never.
I think, look.
At least she had the look together. Like, she looks like a female
she
politician.
She does look like a female.
I don't think so.
Female enough, dude.
Female politician.
I don't think she's passing.
That's what a female politician looks like.
Yeah, pull her up. Look at her. They're a little more. But even still, there you could kind of tell. You'd be talking to her for like a minute, and you'd be like, all right, I know.
She is about as hot as the guys we fucked. Don't tell me.
That is very fair.
Don't
that's actually
me.
Very fair. Is this not her?
That's her.
No, that's Corinne, right?
Yeah, dude, she's pretty fucking toit for fucking duty looking. You know what?
Dude, are we fucking around here? I mean,
toit or night, tranny senator. Let's go. Come on, boys.
Well, how quickly
did she swim?
Yeah, how quickly did she switch over? You know what I mean? If it was like the day before they were having the same deposition, she comes in as a man, then she comes in the next day as a lady, and then the judge mixes it up. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she was elected in 2017 and was already transgender.
Kind of on you, Judge.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to fucking. I would call a him or her if they were right in front of me, and they wanted to be called that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if I fucked up, that's on your costume. It's not totally. On me. Your costume did not suspend disbelief enough.
Well, so have you seen that dude that was in a GameStop? That was like the guy like that, and he keeps.
I'm a man.
Like, I'm sorry, sir. I swear to God, bro. Yeah. If you fuck.
Yeah. I love that you speak like still in like magician terms. It's like. I didn't buy your costume, Dougie. You need to hide your balls better.
Yeah, dude. Maybe she should have sleight of handed her Adam's apple a little bit better, and we'd all fucking believe it.
Yeah, sleight of giant hand.
We're going to cut this woman. We're going to cut this man in half.
Yeah.
How horny is everyone in the racist live chat today? They just keep on posting smoking hot chicks, which I don't mind it. Like, this chick is goddamn hot, big fake titties.
But you know who was smoking hot was that guy who just lit himself on fire.
But what the hell, man? That was pretty fucking fun. That was a fun.
What a fucking idiot. Wild Jesus choice, Christ. Dude. What an idiot.
The most metal way to die.
For sure.
If
badass
gonna,
way
if
to
If you're
going to
fucking do it, that's it.
And dude, he stood pretty still for most of it.
But you know what the army said after that was that he got fired.
He's on fire!
Burn!
Come on, folks.
Horny ass fucking chat today. Lots of titties happening in the chat today. I like it. I don't mind it.
Don't mind it one bit.
Lewis, let's see. AY Jesus says, Lewis is horny. Can't keep his eyes off the titty chat. Okay. Jazzy Jizz says, Lev, show your tits. Okay.
Don't get ask me twice.
Jazzy Jizz really wants you to show your tits, dude.
Those things out there.
Over and over again saying this. All right. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, sometimes people are going to call you a him.
Yeah, I think I understand if you're that person why you would be upset, but you also have to be like, all right, it's going to happen.
Yeah, totally. You can't storm out after the first time it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, how much did you really believe in the cause you were supporting? Right. If you're going to let that walk you. Yeah,
you're also making women look bad because people are already like, women in politics, what are they going to get their period and start what? It's like, this lady's having a fake period and she's storming out over this shit.
Well, no, his penis surgery is bleeding. That's not a period.
Yeah, imagine that you got to negotiate with somebody from fucking China. And
China. I'll negotiate with China. I'll call him him, her.
Did he say nig?
He's really emphasizing the first three letters.
Did someone say negotiate?
We love it so much.
We love those words. N-I-G.
I call it that because we're going to steal from them, folks. We're going
to
steal.
They're not people. We're going to bring it. We're going to roll it back. Make America great again.
They're sneaky little bastards, too. You saw them. They dig tunnels. They're meeting up with the Jews. That's where they were digging to Chinatown. They were all going to meet up together.
You know who owns it.
All right, let's see. 34-year-old woman allergic to semen and condoms. Both. What do you do with this bitch? Also, can you be allergic to semen?
Yeah, it's
that
a...
She can.
Yeah, she definitely can.
She's allergic like somebody... to seeing men.
I mean, I was going to say, the good thing is she's a lesbian anyway.
She looks like somebody who would be in
that was
one
a great
those...
joke. You guys didn't give me a little fucking pun action there?
We all thought of it and let it go.
That was good.
Like, look, we all thought of it, but I'm not taking that
She's one. Allergic to seeing men, folks. I'm the host here.
These jokes come and go, folks.
I got a load of this guy.
What is it, Shannon?
It's a syndrome called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And what happens?
You're just like a huge bitch about cum.
Yeah. It's a rare inherited condition that affects the body's connective tissues.
My girl acts like my cum is poison. It really makes me angry, dude. It makes me angry.
Why does she try to drink it?
Please kill me.
Yeah. Put a little of it in your coffee every morning.
That's great. A little creamer, folks.
No, dude, she acts like it's fucking just, you know.
A girl once told me my cum tastes like smoked salmon.
Yeah, she's. Like, I've.
That's the most Jewish thing about you.
Apparently, it's. I have. She tells me that my cum is not great tasting.
Yeah, I bet.
She was like, yeah, because you got to eat fucking certain things. What's all that cum you're eating? Shit. I eat a lot of like meat and like keto, and I think that is not making cum taste good. Shannon, what makes cum taste good? I bet you just know the answer. You fucking whore.
Usually, a little water to dial it down.
I can suggest that probably fruit and vegetables is better. Wasn't there a guest on the show that said that the best semen she tasted was from a vegan man.
A vegan man.
I don't know if it was on this show or a different show, but I'll look it up.
They only have enough energy to come once a year, but it probably tastes delicious.
We should do like a tasting.
You think?
Shannon, would you do a cum tasting with us?
No, I would not.
Shannon, how much money?
No.
Shannon, hear me out. What if you don't have to do the assies?
So it would be that like plus a money amount.
There's an answer here. But
to try, like,
to try all of our cum. Shannon is psych. This is like crazy. Where she's cum. Where. Dougie, I'm telling you right now, she fucking. That's nuts that there's a path to getting Shannon to drink all of our cum on this show.
I mean, there's always a path. There's a path there's to a get path. You to drink all of our cum.
It's not,
three shot glasses.
It's not likely. It's going to be. I mean, Shannon's path is, I feel like, achievable.
$50,000, would you do? No. Would you take a shot
no.
of cum?
No. Ew. A whole shot?
That's a lot, dude.
I may like sprinkle it under my tongue a little bit.
It's
a
little, swish it around.
Like Banaca? Put it in a little Banaca sprayer. And
cum is so gross.
Dude, can you Banaca cum? Is that a possibility?
I wonder. Yeah, you might have to like dilute it a little bit.
I don't know how Banaca works.
What the fuck is that?
Banaca? You don't know Banaca?
It's what when somebody's really far away and you want to see them.
Banacas.
So stupid. What do you think? I'm an idiot? Think I was fucking born yesterday?
Smart guy.
You don't remember Banaca?
What the fuck is that? Is that one of those stupid toys you play with?
It's the mouth spray.
It's for your breath.
Why is it called that?
It's because that's the
brand name.
The brand. Banaca.
Yeah. I never heard of this.
I mean, you're young, I guess. Yeah, dude. But you don't know Banaka?
No, we come out with our own brand.
It's a very Latino thing. Like nobody gets Banaka these days. I don't even think it even does. This still exist? Do people still buy Banaka?
I feel like they're
not gonna get in the country.
I feel like on like Seinfeld and stuff. Like back then, when they would go on a date, they would do like
a the hack thing. You'd be like, I'll be right there.
It was like every '90s movie. The half time would go the wrong way.
Yeah, it goes the wrong way and shoots the other person in the face. You don't know Banaka.
Never.
This is crazy, dude.
No.
Bothering me that you don't know Banaka. Can we get Lev some Banaka, please?
Yeah.
I can
see you just fine, Lewis.
Yeah. It was a great way to keep your breath fresh too, without chewing gum. Fucking, you just.
Yeah, I think we just make one out of cum, call it bukkake.
This is what I'm saying. I don't mind that. That was a good joke.
But the problem is you're going to be spraying that all day. What?
It's tough. You get a taste of it early.
You know what? Nobody did laugh, though. So technically, is that a bomb, Shannon?
Yes, I think so.
No, that's not a bomb. That's good. It's clever.
I think we still spend
his
it.
His strong arm
it.
Joke I had to fucking bring back from the... It was 3 months, yeah, three,
I
three months
I wouldn't call that a bomb.
All right, it's not a bomb. Fine, you're lucky.
I'm gonna keep trying.
Lucky Lev.
I want to see him bite a beat.
Take those chances, dude.
Yeah, you're
Come on.
You're right.
Dude, Banaka was the fucking shit. But can you... I don't know exactly how that works. Is it any liquid? Could it be Banaka-fied into your mouth? Because in that case, we could Banaka cum into people's mouths.
Depends on the consistency.
And that is the fucking funniest thing in the world, is to give out my cum in a Banaka thing to somebody like Ari or one of my other enemies.
Yeah,
that actually is hilarious. Yeah. You gonna try this?
Dude, can we please put a fucking cum-filled Banaka canister in Ari's gift bag this year,
Shannon? Shoots like powdered cum.
It would be so funny. No, it's a liquid. It's specifically a liquid. And yeah, I used to be a fat kid, so I would literally just spray the entire Banaka into my mouth in 15 minutes and it'd be done.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I was fucking addicted to sugar. They used to have those for like sour sprays too when I was like fucking young kid. You just do that. Fuck your mouth up. Fuck your teeth up.
I was never like into this. There was candies that were like... That was it, where you're just like, dude, it's a liquid paste that's sour.
Yeah.
And you just squirt sour paste into your mouth.
Totally.
That was just sort of crazy to me. That's gross. Never it was maybe after my generation, I don't know, but it was just sort of like...
Go-Gurt was the gayest thing.
What we had...
You're supposed to start at the bottom.
Was like the... What were they called? Was it Pixie Sticks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the little, just the rip open, just powder.
It's just the paper for a straw without a straw inside of it. And when you open it, it's just
flavored sugar. Yeah.
It's just sugar. And you go, you suck it down. It was crazy. You pretend to cut it up in lines. Yeah, this is like my childhood.
Totally. It was the cocaine of candy cigarettes.
Candy cigarettes was the thing when I was a kid.
Those always sucked.
Yeah, those are never good.
I don't understand the appeal of those.
They were like a little hard sugar thing. They didn't look like cigarettes. They did have a better candy cigarette, if you guys remember this. The rich kids would always have the good candy cigarettes, which was actually gum. Jorge shaking his head yes, because he knows. And
he used to sell it on the corner.
Dollar for a Lucy.
And if you blew through the fucking cigarette,
smoke
came out, because it was like powder, like dust.
I'm sure somebody's...
I had a fake cigar like that once, and I was like 12 years old. Me and my buddy were sitting there smoking like a fake cigar, blowing the smoke out, and some old lady comes up. You really shouldn't be smoking. We just thought we were cool as shit. Like, shut up, lady. Get the fuck out of here. I got my big cigar.
Spin it.
There we go. Spin it. Let it go.
Yeah. It took him 54 and a half minutes, and he finally
wanted
missed
more?
One.
I wanted it to happen.
That's got
to
be a record.
I love when we all were happy it was happening.
I know.
Yes.
Halfway through, I knew the story was going nowhere, too. I'm like, we're finished.
Unless your friend died at the end of the story, you should not have started it.
Let's see. What is it?
Rap forces a guest on love.
Oh, that's fun.
Wait. Are we to force a guest on rap on Lev for a show? That's it. You have to book random.
No, that's not happening.
You have to.
It's not happening.
You have to.
I'm a reasonable man. Who else you got?
Random rules.
He's a great guy. Who else?
Milo Yiannopoulos.
I take Milo. I
you
put
take Milo.
On. Yeah. No. I take Milo. Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
Okay.
Make it happen. Is he even still around? Is he still doing it? He's like not gay anymore, right?
He's like a straight black guy now or something.
He's not gay no more.
He's not gay. I like him.
I always thought he was entertaining. I can fall for gay skinny charisma.
Yeah. Gay energy fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, I'm susceptible.
Dude, gay energy, like all it is, like we're all a little bit of blow. And just like good news away from acting gay. If you fucking give me a little blow and you tell me some fucking great shit, I would be like, oh my God. Like, do you just, that's
this is
the,
a bit, Lewis.
That
this
is a bit, dude. This, but it's fucking gay. That's gay energy,
that
dude.
Is, that's good. Totally.
You give me a
good
fucking,
news and a little
dude,
bit
a little
blood,
bit of blow and a $5,000 scratch off win.
Yeah.
I'm fucking out there sucking cucks.
Skipping through the streets.
We got Hamilton tickets.
I'm going to see Hamilton tonight.
It's great. Great show.
Tonight I'm going.
Great show.
Bringing my son.
Love
I'm bringing
it.
My chick. Little theater night in the city.
Beautiful.
I just you saw Hamilton. Or did you see the
I just
Disney
saw
Plus?
The ham. I saw Book of Mormon the other day on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really? That's great. I've seen it like 4 or 5 times.
My girlfriend took me. It was
very
great.
Cool.
I really loved it.
I know you didn't take her. You were 4 months behind on rent. Yeah.
Well, she understood. Yeah. Like, look, I'd get you something, but you know.
Yeah. You would have gotten her rent tickets, but she just wants rent.
Yeah.
So you liked Book of Mormon?
Loved it.
It was great.
I love Broadway.
Was the audience tight on Book of Mormon?
I didn't fuck all of them, but
I've seen it like 4 times, and the first couple times I saw it, like the audience was like, "This is the greatest thing ever." And lately, people are just more uptight, and they
really?
Apparently they've changed the show.
Yeah, they had
a lot. They cut a lot of jokes.
I felt like it was pretty raw, dog, and I think they were doing very well. It wasn't like murder, but like
when I saw it the first time, it was like fucking like a black comics on stage at Def Jam. Like people were rolling in the aisles, like stomping their feet. They were so happy. It was so funny. And the last time I saw it, there's certain jokes where you just literally watch everyone visibly like gasp. And
yeah.
They're like, whoa, that's fucking
there
too
was
much.
There was some edgy jokes in there, even like by my standards.
Fucking a baby to get rid of your AIDS is the main plot point.
Well, they switch now. It's a frog.
No.
Yeah, it's a frog. You fuck. Oh, no. Yeah. They do mention babies, but they do both.
No, they get like dysentery or something from the frogs or like, I forget.
Yeah,
like,
but by the time they're doing like the presentation song where they're presenting to the Mormon people.
Oh, it's so funny.
They're killing that. Then everybody in the crowd's like, this is great.
They get it. But you see, the people are just naturally a little bit more trained to be a little more uptight about certain things. What can you pull up a list of the jokes that they cut from Book of Mormon? Because I read this recently. And I know they did certain things. I just didn't I saw it so many years apart that I don't actually just know it offhand.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. But it's great. It's really brilliant. I can't wait till my son's just a little bit older so I can take him.
Have you ever been to actual like Mormon town, like Provo, Utah? Like,
yeah,
where
I was in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it is an insane religion. That's what that show makes you realize. Like,
oh, psychotic.
And it's just
everywhere. South Park did the Mormon episode first, and a lot of those bits were from the South Park Mormon episode where they were making fun of the fact that because that would be the visual gag. They'd go, Mormons actually believe this. That would come up on the screen when they were like doing the reenactment of Morona and.
Well, it's great. It even opens. It's like a long time ago in the ancient lands of upstate New York. And then you're like, holy shit, this is real?
Yeah.
But then it's also like great because you can zoom out. It's just all religions are just
it's the same.
That.
It's just as ridiculous, right?
It's just that it was so much recent.
Yeah.
So much more recent that you're like, so this is just a guy.
Well, also
years
Mormons
ago?
Literally 20 years ago believed that black people were marked black because they were evil.
Let's see.
That was like a thing in the religion that they just literally took out of the religion.
Yeah,
religion.
And then they got a bunch of shit wrong.
Yeah. I was racing to it.
I have
a broken watch.
I have a couple of the changes.
Good.
One, it says, rather than using a typewriter, the character Nabalungi uses an iPad, and the joke isn't about her inability to use a typewriter, but rather about Facebook and misinformation.
Okay, so that's just, they updated that for the times. That's one. I'm talking about like censorship.
But that's also like, to not make her look stupid for,
There was a bunch of dumb Africans. That was another plot point.
By the way, the chick was pretty hot who played that part.
The one that I saw wasn't the last one. She's a little chunky. And that's hard for me. When you have a not hot lead, it takes me out of it.
This one was pretty hot.
When a not hot lead really makes me go like, no.
Yeah,
he wouldn't really be into her like that.
Yeah, it makes you question everything. Makes you question fucking the production. Like,
because you're like, I guess he's like a personality guy. I don't know. I've never been that way. I guess it could happen.
Yeah,
it's a great show. I love Broadway. It's so great.
What's your favorite show you've seen?
What have I seen? I saw some fucking depressing Jew one. Hamilton was great.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
No, it's called like Leo Polstadt or some shit. It's just very Holocausty. And what else?
So sick.
I think
Holocaust
I've seen
a lot.
Oh, you know what? The Michael Jackson one was fucking sick too. Have you seen that one?
No.
It is. If you like Michael Jackson,
my son loves. Dude. And I mean, loves Michael Jackson. He doesn't know, obviously, that Michael Jackson was a fucking pedophile.
They don't touch that stuff. They literally, the only stuff they do in the whole
pedophile. Unlike him.
Yeah. Like, literally, it's so funny because the whole thing is like to prop up Michael, but like the only thing they touch is like, and you know, I went through a couple years of hard times. That's, that's it. That's as much as it's referenced.
Really?
That show is amazing,
Dan. What? Wow. It's a Michael Jackson like.
It's just
story.
It's just him doing the hits from childhood to fucking end.
Is it within a play? There's a, story
it's
happening.
Just, they're just playing his, hits of his life, and wow. Dude, it is.
Is it one guy that plays him?
One guy that plays him, and he's incredible. He's fuck. He's like 90% as good as Michael.
They bring you through the childhood, like they show the dad beating him and shit, they start, and then the songs getting
all
wow,
that.
Wow,
yep,
really?
All that from no childhood shit. All the way to.
Can
the
I
end.
Ask?
Is it, did, was he inspired? Did that where he came up with "Beat It"?
He's yeah,
like, "Beat It." I got it.
Beat it. Beat it. Does he like? Do they lighten him up throughout it? Like, do they make him whiter?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so. But holy shit, dude, it's phenomenal. I took my dad. My dad's like a real artist gay kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he was just rocking to the fucking hits, dude.
When do you think the Epstein musical comes out? Do you think that's coming around the corner?
I kind of wanted to go
hang
see.
Him?
Yeah. I wanted to go see U2 at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Because
we were at the Sphere.
You are the Sphere.
You are the Sphere.
I don't appreciate that kind of remark.
No, U2 is doing a residency at the Sphere right now. I don't give a shit.
I heard it's
U2's
gay.
Music at all. You heard that?
I heard that show's gay.
The U2, show's gay, yeah. Probably. That's it's just. I think it's apparently it's a really cool like sensory experience. So there's no speakers.
Isn't Skankfest at the Sphere this year?
Oh yeah, obviously. Nice. There's no speakers. All the speakers are built within the Sphere. Right?
Yeah.
And it, apparently, the seats vibrate like, wow. And they're timed, and it's like. It's not just you're watching a show. Like, you feel it. You're visually there. It's all around you. It's like 3D.
Yeah.
I watched a little mini documentary on how they shoot it. And they have to shoot it on, these special cameras that were specifically designed to have that large of a fucking thing. It was cameras that were custom designed for the fucking Sphere. They're going to do a UFC there. And then I saw another thing where, they went up close to it. If you go up close to it, it's like just these big fucking lights like that, and they're really spaced far away from each other. It doesn't look like anything when you're standing next to it.
Yeah, on the outside, yeah. But then the inside is like a crazy high fidelity screen, and they also they got a bunch of shit in there too. They have basically a robot that's ChatGPT that you can just go up there and talk to and ask questions, and it just recites back to you like that. It's
very
wild.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I wanted to go there. I was in Vegas for
this
a week.
Is, and, the Vegas Sphere up close.
What's like, Vegas, Paulie C, and this is the Sphere. Watch yourself ending up in a few days on Friday night for U2.
Talk about gay energy.
I wanted to show everybody what this looks like super up close. I had no idea.
Look at that.
Look at these little panels. This is what you're looking at.
Dude, look how far they are apart. And when you see it, when you see it in Vegas.
It looks so cool.
It looks crazy.
It looks
really,
really
cool. The first time I flew over it, I had never read any press or anything. And it was just like a fucking face. And then it looked up the airplane and winked at me. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is happening?
Lewis hijacking the plane.
It fucking winked at me. It was like Twilight Zone. I was like, there's a sphere on the ground winking at me. Dude, it was fucking, it's pretty cool. I would go see, just because it's a cool experience.
I also heard when you go in there, they tell you when you're sphere, your family.
It's like some of the different ones.
That's crazy, dude.
It's wild.
That's cool.
It looks like the moon. Yeah, that guy.
I saw that when
that guy will just look at you, dude. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. They make it look directly in your eyes.
It's wild.
It looks like it's looking directly in your eyeballs. You're like, dude, stop looking at me, Sphere.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do a coke on
Fremont.
You do a coke on Fremont. It's like winking to the cops. He's. I'm not gonna say where he is, but he's right over there.
Yeah, dude, it's fine. I would go see something there, but if they had a better show there, if they did like Tool in the Sphere,
totally.
What
does it?
Well, and it's like $5,000 a ticket to see U2.
17,000 people,
dude. U2 fucking blows.
And I guess you got to be careful too, because I think half of those bottom row seats are underneath the balcony, so you can't even actually see the whole experience of the screen. Yeah, somebody I was watching some video. They paid like $2,000 and they just only saw it the visor vision of the stage. It's like
you want me to walk into a building that looks like a guy's balls? Let me get this fucking straight.
It's an organic beat.
Fish is also going to be there.
Fish?
Soon. Fish, yeah.
I mean, dude, you got to do something really cool.
Yeah.
A Fish sucks.
I like Fish.
U2 sucks.
Metallica would be cool. I saw Metallica at
I just saw Pantera, and they were great. But Metallica would probably be cool. They have, like, The thing is that the band has to be so big that they're going to put a, like, a whatever it is, but probably a $20, $30 million production around
Pink Floyd would be the best.
If Pink Floyd did the Sphere, we'd be going to fucking Vegas with some acid to go see Pink Floyd performing The Wall in the Sphere.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm not a big Pink Floyd guy.
Oh, dude, Pink Floyd's great. Dude, they ain't got a bad song, doggy. They ain't got a bad song.
That might be right.
They're great. Every song is great, dude.
Yeah.
Really good band. Who else could do it?
Rammstein would be sick.
Just fucking...
I mean, that's a big production show, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy skirted some fucking hard accusations.
Did he?
Whoa, boy.
Wow.
He got...
I didn't know he wore skirts.
He got got. Right. And they just fucking waltzed right... Nobody gave a shit.
Really?
When you're actually a Nazi... People are like, you know what? That's what they're evil.
Did you ever see the video where
that's what they do?
That's why they leave us alone, I think. I think the reason I never really get into trouble is because they think I'm really a Nazi. Yeah. So they're like, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, he's a Nazi.
Yeah. Let us know when he's killing Jews. Other than that, we're not stepping in.
I got to find this video. Did you ever see the video where he accidentally kicks over the mic stand and it lands on a guy's head in the front row? No. It is, like, legitimately one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I'm going to see if I can send this
to
Shannon.
They'll put some K-pop shit in there. You see that video of that K-pop concert where, like, one of those light panels fell and, like, flapped? It was, like, a year ago, dude.
Yeah,
it just came back around.
It was like a Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, dude, just flapped. Oh, my God.
My chick
crazy.
Is a dancer, and that was, like, a big thing within the dance industry. Oh, they were just talking about fucking these girls that were flattened by lighting. Which is fucking...
That was a dude, wasn't it?
I think it was a dude, yeah.
It was a dude?
Whatever. Yeah, but I'm sure I'm sure that's not the only one that has fucking happened to. It's insane. It's like,
no, it was...
It's like hung up by like fucking dental floss.
Yeah, wasn't it a handful of dancers that got crushed?
Were they trying to blind
them? Maybe that's a different thing, but the one I saw... Well, you know what it was? It was a straight panel that fell like flat on a guy, and then it fell over onto some people, too.
It's a two-part?
Like a fucking hammer.
No, dude, the one guy that's under it, yeah.
Shannon, I just sent you the video. It's not this one. Look, you could just... On YouTube, you could type in Rammstein security guard. It is like unintentionally one of the funniest videos on the internet. It is so great. He's in red. He's wearing red. You guys got to see this.
Okay. Let's. We got a couple more things that I want to.
Is it this?
Yes. Shit? All right. The second half of this is gold. Pay attention to his face. It's coming in like 10 seconds.
Pretty fucking cool.
This is really going to pay off, I promise. Here he goes. Okay. So he walks over.
A lot of sound.
Is Lindemann the singer?
Yeah.
All right, look. Lindemann. This is so great. He kicks the stand. Watch it.
Oh, shit.
But if he just
hit him right in the head.
Replay that part. Look at his face. He sees where it's going, and his eyes get so big.
I can't go.
Yeah,
and he's got all those cucumbers growing from his mic stand, too.
Dude, it goes like, it's like a tracking mic stand. It went directly for that guy's head.
Unreal.
Yeah, that's another example of somebody who's too old to be dressing that way and still trying to rock that way.
Yeah.
Like Rammstein, like, he looks like an old guy.
He's looking like Frankenstein. Yeah,
dude, he looks like an old guy. I don't like
him. He's looked like that since they started, though. They were always
used to look strong.
Were they in a movie?
No, you're thinking of the Du Haas video looks like Reservoir Dogs.
No, they were in a movie.
Weren't
Lost Highway.
The Land Before Time.
Weren't they? What am I thinking of, dude? No, I'm thinking of like Flea was in a movie, played a bad guy with another guy.
That's Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski. Is the Rammstein guy the other guy?
No, but
does he look like him?
Yes, that guy's also in Rob Zombie's 31.
Dude, that's
he's
what
like
I'm
a henchman in a ton of shit. The guy with the long blonde
hair. He looks like the lead singer of Rammstein.
Yes,
can you pull that up? Pull that guy up. I'm not wrong
Let's
about
see
this. Because I think in my mind it was always Rammstein and Flea. Were the bad guys in the Big Lebowski.
It had a better world to live in.
That's fun.
It really is. Yeah. Pull up.
The Nihilists from Big Lebowski.
Nihilists, Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski is another movie I haven't seen since I was like maybe
I need to rewatch 15, it.
Maybe 15 years
ago. It's really forever.
I only saw it as a kid 100 times.
A kid. Yeah. But then you see it a bunch. Never even. Dude. Doesn't he kind of look like Rammstein?
That looks like. That's Flea, right?
Yeah, that is Flea.
That's Flea, yes.
He does kind of. He's got a similar thing to the Rammstein guy, but he looks nerdier. This
is what I imagine Rammstein looks like. I don't really know what he looks like.
He's kind of a big guy. Des
Bondon der Klein, Menondan der Minoschnaga, Rhein.
Was doing ads.
You couldn't even get, you couldn't even get the nine part.
Yeah. There he is.
Oh,
there
I got to say, for a handsome Nazi, this guy.
You're not bad, dude.
Not the bad. Good, good.
Yeah, they breed him strong.
Yeah, good facial genetics.
Is he Whoa. Actually this fat?
No, that's
a fat suit, or somebody made him fat.
Yeah, no, that's not.
What
real.
Is that?
Or it's like a suit,
fat
maybe.
Suit, yeah.
Is that fucking?
That's not real.
Is that Kevin Foley?
Kevin Foley.
Oh, I'm sorry, H Foley. What is it? Who's Kevin Foley?
You mixed them both together. Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is Kevin Foley? I did just mix them up. The same guy, dude. If they were they morphed together, that's what they would look like. That was actually a brilliant point that I was making.
Kevin Foley.
Fuckface.
Is it on Skanks? Did you call their show Are You Gay Bitch?
No, we did a bit called Are You Gay Bitch.
That is the funniest thing I've ever
where
heard.
Where we would figure it out all the gay shit that we've done.
Are you gay? This works so perfectly. It's amazing. Are You Gay Bitch?
Yeah. Let's see. What are all right.
That Rammstein song stuck in my head now. That's a hit. It's great.
I'm crushing Guitar Hero right now. I'm fucked.
Back on it.
Expert?
Yeah.
Yeah, better be.
For like the first half.
You can't go too far though. You got to quit at some point. Like there's people that go like fucking memorize everything, turn their back to the screen, dedicate their life to being a
fucking clickmaster. That would be
awesome. Clickmaster.
That would be. I do.
He's made a new goal in his head.
Turn your back to the screen.
Take it too far.
Dougie, we got an Xbox 360 in the house in the living room.
Oh, beautiful.
And it just sits there. We got two Guitar Hero games. I'm gonna order two more. Just get all the songs. Get them all.
Guitar Hero 3 was my entry in, and that shit. Banged, boy.
What was it? What were the songs in Guitar Hero 3? Pull up Guitar Hero 3 because we have Guitar Hero 2 and Guitar Hero World Tour right now.
Guitar Hero 2 is where I started out. That one's a good one.
World Tour
is good too.
Legion of Skanks doesn't exist without Guitar Hero.
Really?
Legion of Skanks was the original name that me and Big J's Guitar Hero band was named before it was ever a podcast. We became friends. We were in comedy or whatever. I was producing shows and a young comic, and I had Big J on my shows, and we started talking about Guitar Hero. And I was like, "Oh, I love Guitar Hero."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, me too." And he invited me over, and that's why we became friends. We started playing Guitar Hero, and
Real Ass Podcast is named after their Dance Dance Revolution team.
I can't stand you. Bulls on Parade.
Paint it black.
Mississippi Queen.
That's a very good
Black Magic
Pride and Joy.
Oh yeah, dude.
Paranoid, Slow Ride, Holiday in Cambodia. That's a fucking good
Cliffs of Dover was a great, tough dude. One. Guitar Hero is like when a gimmick game works, it's magic.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it, dude. And look, don't get me wrong, like Beat Saber is really fun and cool. We have the virtual reality.
Yeah.
Beat Saber is like Guitar Hero with swords. So the things come at you, you got to fucking slice them to the beat of the song. It's pretty fun.
It's pretty fun.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun, Lev. You should get it. It'll save your life.
You have to move
around. You need to get up and start moving, dude.
You're saying Beat Saber. That's what you're telling me. And what happens when you beat the game?
Fucking Beat Saber over here.
Guitar Hero, though.
I'd rather beat my meat, folks.
Dougie, when you're playing Guitar Hero on hard, because that's the perfect level.
Hard's
to play
a pussy.
Hard, no.
You're
hard,
just old man.
Hard, that's when you get the pinky involved. That's when they.
Wait, why are you hard while you're playing Guitar Hero?
Can I tell you why hard is the best way to play? Because Expert is a little too intricate.
Yeah.
They do things that make it not feel like you're really playing the song.
Right.
Very often when you're an expert, they're adding little things to make it more difficult and challenging to play, but they're not making you feel like you're actually playing the fucking song. On hard, the solos feel like the solos, the chords feel like the chords. It's just... Yeah.
It's doable. You don't feel like you have to get on the spectrum to fucking finish the level.
I could tell based on you saying that you've never played guitar. Because it is so much harder.
Give me a guitar. Give me a guitar right now. We have a guitar. If we don't have a guitar, Jorge, you're literally fired.
Figure
out what the fuck you want to do. If you're a producer or not, dude, get me a fucking guitar right now. That's what I'm looking for.
Let us see a guitar.
God damn it, Jorge. Every time I turn around, I want a fucking six-stringed instrument. Here's Jorge not being there.
I'll settle for a mandolin.
Get him something.
Christ almighty, Jorge.
God help me if I see a fiddle.
I hope he just brings in a Guitar Hero controller and just starts jamming.
He's like, look, it's just like this.
He said, I can tell tell you've never played guitar. Did you play guitar, Lev? You were a fucking guitar. Lev was that guy in high school who brought a guitar to a party. I hate
you know what happened? My dad bought us Guitar Hero 3, and I was like, this is so awesome. That then he bought me a JCPenney electric guitar that. And that was my way in.
And you started playing? And
yeah.
Did you get good?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm intermediate.
This is James Madden's guitar.
James Madden's guitar.
Every time you hit a note, it's like, what's up, baby? Yes, yeah, so it's not tuned. Completely right. It's not too bad.
It's pretty good. Okay, ready?
You might have prepped for that E chord.
No.
Take your time.
I need a pick.
It's good radio.
You don't need a pick.
Why? You don't even have an
You're playing chords. You don't need a pick. You don't have one on you?
Jorge just pulled one out of his pocket.
You have five picks on your
nails. Jorge, you're finally doing your job as a producer. Jorge, I'm actually finally you're doing your job as a producer.
It was on his pocket. He just had it.
All right, I want you guys to sing.
Jew by Jew by I think I know what you're going for.
No,
is that Radiohead song?
Yeah. It's kind of in tune, right?
Yeah, it is mostly in tune. There you go. Yeah, Louis.
Zach sing.
Sweet treats are made of cream. You know Lev wants to fucking eat. Some of them want to eat you.
It's a sweet dream, man.
Sweet cream is made of this.
Sweet treats are made of cream. Let me see that bad boy. Let me show you how it's done, bitch.
Sweet treats are made of cream. Who said that one? That was good. Damn it, Dunn, you're back. You're coming back. Damn it, Dunn.
You know, Lewis, you're better than I expected. This is a shitty guitar.
It is a shitty guitar. Shitty owner.
He's got skills.
Beautiful. Lev's out of breath right now.
He's panting.
All right, this is gay. This is fucking gay. We're playing.
That was my
now.
Favorite part of the show.
Shannon, what's your fucking problem?
Hey, you know, this
that
is,
was great,
this
Lev.
Is for you, Lewis.
Go ahead, let's go.
Oh, a song about a dead son in heaven.
That's nice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
There we go. Keep it going. Would you know my name? Oh my god, dude.
If I put in my ovens.
No, I would not.
Please, Patrick, answer me. Seriously, I need a Thursday night spot.
Good luck.
Now we're on the outs with the stand. I don't think they're happy with us.
No. What are you going to do? You got to be a hot chick with 100,000 followers, buddy.
Yeah. I tried. They better give us our fucking money, though. How about that?
Are you moving, skanks?
If they don't pay us, we will.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Well, well.
They better fucking pay us. How about that? You better fucking pay us the stand.
10 fucking big ones.
All right. We got to run.
Money.
We got to fucking run.
I'd rather
fun,
not.
Dude. This has been fun.
This is literally the best episode you've had in months. This is great.
Calm down.
As good as it gets. I retired on a high note. The Lev First Show is premiering on YouTube right now.
Is it?
Right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
1 o'clock?
I forgot this. Your show is also premiering at this. It was at 12 o'clock. But
You premiere your show in direct competition to mine.
No, we got a copyright strike, so we're an episode behind, so I just told him to throw it up today, and I didn't realize you're streaming today. But also, you fucking sniped our spot with Skanks on YouTube. You stole our spot. I had to move my shit back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
We don't consider Lev when we make our decisions.
Really? You would think. Top five show that it'd get brought up. Fridays, 12 o'clock, YouTube premieres. Watch on gas.
You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday. We did a pre-tape that's going to be out on Friday. And I believe, Shannon, I think we could do this. I said this to everyone, or I said this on social media, because people are complaining about the Legion of Skanks, like the wait time after it goes. Last night, the show went live. Here's what happens. This is the way the platform works. We upload the show on the on-demand side, and we plan it to make it live as soon as the show is over. So as soon as Legion of Skanks is done airing, then it goes live on demand. If there's an issue with the upload when it's being uploaded to the on-demand side, any like corrupted files or anything like that, it makes it, it just doubles the time. So that's what happened last night. You can play some guitar to this. So, yeah, this is why it wasn't available on demand. It was available like late last night, like 3 or 4 in the morning. So I think what we're going to do moving forward is that we're just going to make it available on demand, when the show goes live, but that could also happen then as well. Am I wrong about that, Shannon? That could technically also happen.
What, the delay?
Like, let's say I wanted to make it on demand Friday, like Friday show, make it on demand when it goes to live to tape.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Yes.
But you can do that because you have days in advance to work on it.
Yes.
Alex and them have more difficulty because they only have...
It's a shorter turnaround. It's a
24-hour turnaround.
Yes. It's not even a 24-hour turnaround, but they get done packing up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. She gets up the next morning and starts editing together the episode, doing all the other bullshit, uploading it.
Raising a child.
And our platform, it takes a while to upload the episode specifically to the platform. So that's what's going on. So we're working on a solution, but I think that's going to be ideally that it is available on demand when it goes live as well. So we'll see what happens. Mr. Grumpy the God says Lewis sucks. Shannon, time out, Mr. Grumpy. We're going to do another half hour now. Time out, Mr. Grumpy the God, for 30 minutes right now, Shannon. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And yeah, we're going to do another 30 minutes. So let's see.
I got time.
Tell me when he's timed out, Shannon. And then I want to talk about this 70-year-old woman put Viagra in her husband's tea and chili powder in his underpants and wiped her bottom with his ties before stabbing him in the back with a 10-centimeter knife. Shannon, has he timed out?
1 second. I was looking up G, but Mr.
Grumpy the God is gone. 30 minutes.
Not yet.
Mr. Grumpy the Gone.
I have to write it exactly how it's Mr.
Okay. Mr. Grumpy the God.
Got it. Okay.
Mr. Gumpy.
Gumpy, that's
right. Oh, it's Gumpy. It's not Grumpy? Oh, look at that.
It's Gumpy, damn it.
Okay, he's banned.
He's gone?
30 minutes, yeah.
All right, we're not really doing another 30 minutes. That was just to make him feel like he wasn't missing
that's
anything.
That's good. Otherwise, but we could easily.
We could. If we wanted to, we could. So Grumpy, just so you know. Oh, wait, he can still watch, though.
Yeah.
He just can't chat.
Yeah.
Never mind, Gumpy. We're doing it.
I would also like to know...
commit to the bit.
As Drew's manager, Shannon, when can we expect... should we just lock down a future date now?
Oh, don't do this. Don't do this.
You guys are the shit. We'll check you next time.
Peace. Thanks for having us.
That's all, folks.